We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
6 o'clock, straight up. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
What are you
Joe
doing?
Joe Giulio with you. Jack Fritz behind the glass. And we're good to go on a Monday night. 888-729-9494. Rob Cherry on the updates. You guys in the phone lines with us. A lot to get into tonight here on really the only full evening show of the week here, because NCAA tournament starts up tomorrow night with the playing games at Temple. So we got a full four-hour show tonight. We'll have a lot to get to. Big Sixers win, really the biggest win of the season last night, yesterday afternoon in Milwaukee. Impressive, so we'll talk about that. Derek Bodner is going to join us later in the show. We have to talk Fortnite tonight, and my guy Carlos Santana. Hardest hit he had all season. Boom. In the clubhouse. We'll talk about that. Corey Seidman joins us later on this evening. I want to start with the Eagles.
Corey's a Fortnite guy?
I don't think so. I've never played Fortnite.
I've never played it either. It's hot with the millennials, which I'm supposed to be. But now that I'm 25, I'm a little older now. Yeah, a little more wise.
You aged a full year since we last heard you.
I know. Yeah, I know. Do I sound more mature?
No.
Not at all.
Jack's back. He's older now. Had a birthday on Friday.
Took off
like a real adult. A real grown-up doesn't go to work on his birthday. Anyway, welcome on in. I want to start with the Eagles here. We'll get to a lot tonight, like I mentioned there, including a side topic on the NCAA tournament and really the etiquette of March Madness pools. And Jack and I are on the same side of this one. But with the Eagles, today they made another signing. Andrew Zendejo, which Jack believes is one of the best names in the NFL, and I tend to agree with that.
It's a great name.
It's a good name. I mean, He's got one of those names you like to say, and we'll say it next year. 31-year-old safety, going to play the Corey Graham role, according to the way this is being reported out there, and it's fine. I mean, it's another one of those signings for the Eagles that is fine. But here's the reality of the Eagles' offseason so far. And with the exception of two things, Ronald Darby, although Darby's coming off of an injury, so his age, I think, is a little bit different than saying your typical 25-year-old NFL player. He's coming off 2 years now of significant injuries. And Isaac Seumalo, re-signing him is the exception. Those are the exception, but here are the rules the Eagles have abided by so far this offseason. Ready for this? 30, 37, 32, 29, 31, 29, 31. Those are the ages of most of the players the Eagles have signed so far in free agency. Not 27, not 28, 30, 37, 32, 29, 31, 29, 31. That would be Graham, Peters, Deshaun, Jackson, Malik Jackson, Kelsey, LJ Fort, who went under the radar last week as a linebacker signing, and Andrew Zendejo today. The Eagles are getting older by the second here, intentionally. It's one thing when your players age and your core ages. The Eagles have gone out of their way to sign older players so far this free agency period. And we talked last week about, well, should we just trust Howie Roseman blindly because Howie Roseman is a good general manager? And I like Howie Roseman. And I think he does a lot of good things. And when it comes to the cap and it comes to contracts, he's always has something up his sleeve. Like the Malik Jackson contract, he has the ability to get a comp pick later on when this player eventually leaves, which is obviously, you know, the kind of thing you want. But I do have an issue with this Eagles offseason so far. It doesn't seem to make sense to me. On one hand, you have a team loading up on older players, which is risky. But certainly when your window to win is right now, you want to do that. You want to get as many veterans and good players with the cap room you have. I get that. Yet the Eagles haven't gone all the way. I mean, think about it for a second. The Eagles have signed all these older players. They're telling us their window to win is right now. They're telling us we're going in. We're not paying Carson Wentz yet. We're not using our cap room on Carson Wentz. Well, that's fine. But if that's the case, why not go out and sign a Mark Ingram? Why not sign a Tevin Coleman? Why not play in the Le'Veon Bell game? If that's the game, if the game is we're all in to win another Super Bowl right now, it doesn't matter how old you are, it doesn't matter that you might be on the downside of your career, if you could still play a little bit, we're going to bring you in because we want to win another Super Bowl in 2019. And I that's fine. If that's the Eagles' strategy, to try to win one more Super Bowl before they have to pay Carson Wentz and their whole roster changes, I am totally fine with the strategy. Yet they've gone halfway there, but they're not ready to go all the way there. They didn't sign a running back. And it feels like a lot of what they've done so far is with an eye on tomorrow, too, which is why they haven't gone out and signed a big-time free agent, because they don't want to lose comp picks. It feels like the Eagles are trying to straddle a fence that I think is really hard to straddle, even for the best organizations. They're trying to win right now, trying to win another Super Bowl this year, yet not lose focus on the future, yet keep those comp picks, not really go all in. And I don't think this is the best way to do it. I think this is a really difficult way to do it, and you're making the team older. You're not adding really any impact players here. Malik Jackson could be an impact player, but he wasn't. Last year he was benched in Jacksonville. They're not getting a superstar right now. 3 years ago, Malik Jackson was a superstar defensive lineman. He's not right now. DeSean Jackson is probably what he's always been, a good player, a good weapon, a deep threat. I like DeSean, but he's not a game-changing offensive player. The Philadelphia Eagles so far the more I watch this offseason play out, the more puzzled I am by it. 888-729-9494. Older players, non-impact players, like good players, helpful players, but no one that jumps off the page to you like, wow, this guy is going to impact the team and move the needle for the 2019 Eagles. It feels like Howie Roseman is trying to make this team incrementally better, signing older players, which comes with risk, but not really jumping 2 feet in and saying, we're going to go win a Super Bowl this year. When they signed Alshon Jeffrey, when they signed all the players they did the year before they won the Super Bowl, the offseason leading up to the Super Bowl year, that was a clear sign they're going in to win big. They want to change the football team. They signed the best wide receiver on the market. They signed a 26-year-old at that time, guy that had been to Pro Bowls before. They spent money, and then they re-upped him during the season. That's not what this has been so far. They didn't get the best of this or the best of that. They got good players. They added good players at their number, but they're older. 30, 37, 32, 29, 31, 29, 31. The NFL, those are ancient players. And will two or three of those guys play really well? Yeah, I'm sure they will, because they're good players. And two or three will probably buck the trend of age, and they'll be fine. But will all of them? I would say no, they will not. Two or three of these guys are going to fall off precipitously quickly. That's the way the age curve in the NFL works. The Eagles have signed 7 guys between 29 and 31, 32 years old, or 37 if you include Jason Peters, but we'll put them in a different category because they restructured them. But 6 players between 29 and 32. What are the odds more than half of those guys have above average seasons for what they are in 2019? Not great. Not great. I would say it's not more than 50% that half of those guys have great years next year. The Eagles created salary cap room. It's one thing if they were totally up against the cap, they had $5 million to work with, and this was all they could get, the best they could get, then you make do. They created salary cap room to do this. It worries me. 888-729-9494. We'll start with this. The Eagles window, I think we had a show maybe a month ago when the season ended about the Eagles window, and I said then that the window was closing. As I watched the Eagles give you and give us the offseason they've given so far, it tells me the Eagles believe this window to win is now, is just 2019. Because the moves they've given us so far are not long-range moves, and it's half in, half out. If this is their determination, if Howie Roseman looks at the team and the age of the team and says, we've got one more great chance in this window, then we have to retool it. Then why not go out and get a running back? Why not use cap room to solidify every area? Half in, half out. I don't like that strategy. 888-729-9494 gets you aboard. The Eagles so far this offseason have made this team better, sure, because they've added some pieces here. But they haven't done anything so far that it makes you believe they're solidified. It makes you believe they've got a Super Bowl winning roster. They've spent money. They've traded draft picks. They've re-upped older guys. And yet all they've done is make themselves a little bit better. They have the same kind of chance I thought they did 6 weeks ago, which is a good chance to be a good team this year. And depending on how Carson Wentz plays, they got a chance to be a top-tier NFC team. But if you're going to sign all these guys, if you're going to go out and add these players, go all in. Like, if you think your window to win is right now, go all in and add impact players. They haven't done that. They either re-upped guys that are coming off down years, older players, traded for a 32-year-old wide receiver, and today, their latest move is signing a depth safety in Andrew Zendejo, who 3 years ago was a good player, but last year he wasn't. 888-729-9494, do you like the direction this Eagles offseason? Last week, I sat here and said, this is puzzling. I don't think this is the best way to go, especially when it comes to just ignoring the running back position. And as I watch it all play out, I'm looking at what they've done, what they've added, subtracted. I don't love the way they've gone about this. Adding this many older players is where even LJ Fort, the replacement, I assume, for Jordan Hicks, is 29 years old. He's not a kid. 29, the NFL's old. You're past your NFL prime. You have 1 or 2 years before you're old as a linebacker in the NFL. 888-729-9494. Kevin is up first tonight. What's up, Kevin?
Bro, what's up? Your pessimistic view is killing me. With the receivers that we got, that's going to be really tough to stop people. Look at the Patriots. Patriots give everybody one-year deals, and they always in the AFC Championship, and most of the time in the Super Bowl. Let's just wait to see what it play out. I mean, I was like happy before I turned the station on, and I love listening to you guys, but now I'm all depressed. I'm seriously depressed. You depressed me today.
Well, what do you want me to say, Kevin? They're signing older guys. It's the NFL. Like, what am I supposed to say?
I mean, look at it like they might be sugar daddies. They might bring something to the table. Look at younger girls. They go for older guys because they got something to give. Maybe they got something else to give. But, man, you are killing me.
Kevin, maybe they do, but here's the other part of it. Maybe they don't. Maybe there's a reason they're free agents at the age of 31, 32.
Okay, let's see first. But, man, you bringing me down, homie. You're bringing me down. I'm, like, crying now.
Well,
man.
Listen, you don't have to cry. I just want to hear your opinion. So you like it?
Yeah, I like it. I like the offense. I like bringing back Deshaun because I think Deshaun still got it. Look what he did to us last year.
Kevin, I agree with that. No, I think Deshaun still has it. But here's the thing. All of these moves all by themselves, like each one you look at, you say, okay, I like that one, I like that one. But what are the odds that this works out as a group? There's a lot of older guys they're bringing in. Usually older players in the NFL aren't good.
Older guys are more mature, though, too.
Yeah, they also...
Younger guys, look at Kareem Hunt. Look at the other Chiefs receiver.
Yeah, Tyreek.
Now, look at that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you.
You need them older guys. Them older guys keep things intact.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
I hear that. You do certainly need veteran presence. Kevin, I appreciate the call. I mean, we saw that today with the Philly story that came out with Carlos Santana smashing a television last year. You need a veteran presence. You need veteran presence in every sport. I don't disagree with that. It's just almost every guy they've brought in is old. That typically isn't the way NFL players play well into their 30s. It's not typical. It's a worrisome thing. Let's talk to Jim in Levittown. What's up, Jim?
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
Good, Jim. What's up?
All right. So, you know, I want to break down these signings because, all right, first of all, Deshaun Jackson completely changes that offense compared to what it was last year. Last year, you had the beginning of the year, they had no receiver. You had Kamar Aiken and whoever the heck they had while Alshon was coming back. And then, you know, when we were trying to run the ball, they had 8 in the box. So, and the running back will get you later because they do need help there. But with Deshaun Jackson, he's still fast. Now, he's got to be able to stay healthy. But, you know, when you have somebody like him that's going to take the top off the defense on every single play, it opens up Ertz. It opens up Aguilar underneath in the intermediate routes. It opens up Alshon because there's got to be somebody on the other side of the field to cover Alshon. You got to double him because he might not be a burner, but you don't want him going one-on-one with a deep ball if you're a defense. You know what I mean? You have to put you can't do the whole single high safety thing. So I disagree with you that nobody jumps off the page because even though Deshaun isn't going to be a guy that catches 100 balls and he's never been that guy, he's the 3 catches for 120 yards and 2 touchdowns guy. And he's been that his whole career, and he completely changes an offense for you, unless you have Jameis Winston.
He does, who stinks. Yeah, Jim, I'm with you on this. Like, I liked the Deshaun move because he hasn't lost what he had a few years ago. He still has that. It's just when I add them all together, when I look at all the moves in front of me, there's just a lot of older players, and that's a risky strategy to me. Deshaun by himself, if he's the only thing we're discussing, I like the Deshaun move. It's just 5 or 6 older players. It's a weird NFL strategy.
Well, you got to look at it, though. I mean, Peters last year, yeah, I know he was weird because he played the whole season, but he came out of a lot of games and things like that, and that's concerning. But when he was in, there's still not a lot of tackles in football that are better than him. So you got to keep riding him. Brandon Graham is devastating against the run, and Malik Jackson's an upgrade over Jernigan, who doesn't play. Malik Jackson hasn't missed a game in 4 years.
He hasn't, but he was also benched last year and didn't play well. Like these guys come with risks. Malik Jackson wasn't a Pro Bowler last year. He was benched by the Jaguars.
No, but he's a heck of a lot better than Destiny Vio.
Agreed. Or, well, no doubt. They improved.
Markedly upgraded.
Sure. And, Jim, I appreciate it, man. The players they brought in have been good players in the NFL. Andrew Zendejo a couple years ago was very good, other than when he played the Eagles. Deshaun could still run. Malik Jackson still has ability. It's just when you keep bringing in older players, the odds of all these guys working out, it doesn't make sense. And if you're going to go all in, like this is the real problem I have. If you're going to go all in and say, our window is right now, we're going to win right now, then why are you leaving one glaring hole on the team? They open up cap room. They signed older, veteran, call them glue guys, vets, good players, role players, whatever words you want to use for Deshaun and Malik Jackson and everything they've done so far. That's fine. But if you're going to do that, if you're going to say, okay, we like our young core, we like our quarterback, we can win a championship this year, let's fill in the pieces with any veteran we could find that is an upgrade. Deshaun, Malik, I like that. But then don't leave running back out by itself with nothing. There were multiple running backs in the free agent market that were worth pursuing if this was the strategy. Running backs are not long-term moves. You know, those guys putter out in a couple years. So if you're going to go with the, we're all in right now, go for it. Instead, it feels like the Eagles are trying to win right now, but still protect those comp picks and still protect the future a little bit. I don't think you could do it. Shouldn't say you can't do both, but it is hard to do both. And I think you compromise one side when you're not willing to go all in one way or the other. 888-729-9494. Talking Eagles offseason so far. Let's grab Ike in Burlington. What's up, Ike?
Yo, Joe. What's going on, man?
How you doing?
You my man, brother. But come on now. You just talked about the last couple callers how Deshaun Jackson changes the game and changes us often, but you said you don't look at him as a game changer. He's definitely a game changer. He impacts what the safeties and the defense are doing on the other side and how defensive coordinators are going to play us. You talk about what we did leading up to the Super Bowl in 2017. Was LeGarrette Blount a young player? Was Chris Long a young player? Was Patrick Robertson a young player? You know what I mean? Like,
right, but Ike, we can't just pretend that the team could sign 5 30 or older players every year, and every year it's going to work. What happened the Super Bowl year doesn't usually happen with older players.
Yeah, but that's not true, though. The Patriots do it every year.
The Patriots have Bill Belichick and Tom Brady.
I understand that, but you just said you can't act like that doesn't happen. I would argue the opposite. Look what the Rams did last year. And Ndamukong Suh, Aqib Talib. Look what they're doing this year with Eric Weddle. I mean, they're signing older players because I think that presence.
The Rams also got Marcus Peters and Brandon Cooks, two mid-20s prime-age stars. That's not what the Eagles are doing.
Yeah, but
are the mid-20s prime-age stars like the Rams got with Peters and Cooks?
Yeah, but already on our roster, we've implemented young players that's already there. We got a young cornerback room. We got Derek Barnett, who's a young defensive contributor. We have young guys along the offensive line, say Amalu. We got younger – Alshon's not that old. Nelson's not that old. Our quarterback's not that old. I think you have to mix it in. I have no problem with what they're doing. We still got the draft. You're going to get 5, 6, 7 young guys in the draft. You know, every year you know that you're going to be adding 6, 7, maybe 8, 9 guys in the draft. So I don't mind them going out and sprinkling in, you know, some veterans because I really believe that's needed.
I agree with that. Some, but everyone they've signed. Outside of Ronald Darby, who's coming off an injury, so I think that complicates his coming back. And Sayamalu, who they re-signed, everybody else is 29, 30, 31, 32. But those are older players. There's plenty of free agents that are 26, 27, 28. Stop pretending there's only 30-year-old free agents. That's not true. The Eagles chose not to sign those guys because they wanted to hold on to the comp picks. Like, that's what happened. There are younger alternatives. The Eagles have done things like this. Brandon Brooks was a younger free agent. Rodney McLeod was a younger free agent. Malcolm Jenkins was a younger free agent. There are younger free agents, and the Eagles have gone down that route. This year, they're going down the older free agent route. It just feels like a gamble. It's very unlikely to work out the way we hope it does. 888-729-9494, #9494, on your AT&T Verizon wireless cell phones. We'll come back. Your phone calls. Do you like the direction of this Eagles offseason so far? The age of these players worries me. And when we get back, one more of your calls, we've seen this before in Philadelphia. We've seen this kind of strategy before, and it hasn't worked out the way you want it to. I'll tell you what I'm talking about on the other side on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.